You call that a what? The place out in the yard where you would screw a hose up to?
Yeah, that's right.
Turn on the what?
Turn the faucet on and screw your pump on, or your hose on it, and then turn that faucet on, and then your water coming. A lot of sometimes I wash my house down with it. In fact, in the fall, keeps and carrying a lot, and I got hoses to run from here to the lot. And I got some old wash pots that I water them in. Let the water go out there and there.
You got a pretty house. You just paint it.
Sir?
You just paint this house?
No, sir, I never paint it. This is supposed to be a lifetime guarantee, this stuff. It cost me enough. And that was about the quickest $1,300 I ever seen men make. They come in here. Three of them, I bet you they wasn't over 3 hours putting the stuff on this house. That $1,300 told me goodbye. But they did the lifetime guarantee on it.
And you water all the, out here, you water all the?
Yeah, all the flowers. She want water, she bring the hose around here and water.
Does she ever cut flowers and get flowers in the house, bring them in the house?
Yes, yeah, sometimes. She's been had a nice flower yard here this year. It got so dry. In fact, she had a flower yard every year. It got so dry this year. I done some that made seed. And this plum died down when after started raining here. Now, they come up and just started blooming again.
Here's a hummingbird.
Well, I see two or three of them things here.
Yeah.
Now, to tell me them things stain you. Do you reckon if anything good? I don't think you can get close enough to one stain that you catch it.
No, you can't catch it.
If you ain't gonna catch him, and you kill him, I'll shot him and killed him. You see, did I find a stinger, but I couldn't find no sting about it.
If you shot a bird like that, there wouldn't be nothing left on
him. Yeah, I shot him and killed him. There's one or two shots he said, don't tie him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never shot him with a rifle. I shot him with a shotgun and killed him.
Yeah. What do you put in a rifle?
What did I put in?
Yeah, the things you put in a rifle are
cartridges.
Yeah, right. Cartridges.
My son gave me that from my brother to Chicago.
Good gosh. Boy, that's pretty. What is it called? Is it 30?
30-30.
30-30. Now that'll kill something, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What kind of cottage is that? That's a, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Lead something or
I wouldn't know easy.
Have you ever shot anything with that?
I've killed some deer with it. There's eating a potato vine down back down there. Now I don't eat the deer.
Yeah.
I get it away. Why don't I eat it? I don't eat it. And I've killed 3 or 4 deer with it.
That's a beaut there. I bet it'll go too. I mean, it'll probably kill something a mile away.
Well, about a mile, yeah. There ain't no much way of getting by it. But it ain't no way of living if you hit it in the right place. If you hit his leg, any one of his legs is going to break it.
Yeah.
If it goes through him anymore, he's going to bleed to death. If you hit him in the right place, you're going to knock him down. He ain't going nowhere.
But I expect those shells cost a lot, don't they?
That's right. That's right. Well, I hardly ever have to buy any shells. My boy sent them in there.
Yeah.
And I got one boy. Deer hunt all the time. The younger boy thought he was going to want to deer hunt too. But he bought the rifle to deer hunt and he didn't do it. He said, Daddy, I got a rifle then. I don't need it. I had a .22 but I sold him. And he said, I'll bring that rifle to you. He brought it to me. I hardly ever pick it up.
Yeah. That's a beaut. Mighty pretty. There's a lot more deer around here now than there used to be.
Ooh, that's right. I remember when there wasn't no deer here.
You like you got to shoo them out of your way.
That's right. And you plant peas, sweet potatoes some more. You can kill deer anytime you get ready most of that. And the dogs are going to raise them. That's really not what little potatoes I raise. I peas pretty much I raise them in my garden.